Hello, Aries friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aries April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I am calling the theme of this month Obstacles Obliterated, Epic Free Flow coming from the eclipse in your sign, which is also my sign because I'm an Aries rising. So we're going to go into the magic that you can see from this, and I'm going to talk about some other crazy things going on this month, including a once-in-a-lifetime Uranus-Jupiter connection in Taurus. This hasn't happened since 1941, just to give you a little bit of background. While Jupiter and Uranus get together every 14 years, they don't get together in Taurus every 14 years. They haven't gotten together like this since 1941. And when that happened, the jet engine was patented and our whole experience was revolutionized. And that's the kind of energy that we have going at the same time as the eclipse in our sign, at the same time as all of these major movements through Aries, the Sun, Venus transiting North Node, still Chiron's going through there, and Mercury retrograde is also in Aries. Unbelievable time for Aries. Very, very intense. This is for you if Aries is your Sun sign, your Moon sign, or your Rising sign like me, or any other Aries placement that you're listening for. You're going to be covered as part of your astrological experience with what we're going to discuss. So, the chance for obstacles to be obliterated are very high, and we love when obstacles are obliterated. Aries has a forward movement. It's cardinal. Sometimes, and I know for myself, if I'm moving in a forward direction and somebody's in my way, they better get out of the way. And it's not because I'm threatening them or I'm trying to get them. It's that once the momentum starts, we move in this, it's like an arrow. And it's very difficult to stop once we are moving forward. And so having all of these placements in the sign of Aries, in the house of Aries for us, an eclipse in our sign, this is the midpoint of a 2-year cycle of Aries Libra eclipse cycle that started in early 2023, that will go until mid-2025, revolutionizing we versus me versus we, autonomy, self-reliance, individuality versus our relationship space. And that Libra eclipse, the full moon one on March 25th at 5 degrees of Libra, that's going to be opposing our sign. Everyone can feel the goodies from that, but those of you who are early Aries, so March friends, you will get the direct hit more from that eclipse. This April 8th new moon solar eclipse, which by the way is also the kickoff party for the astrological new year that started on March 21st. This is a 19 degree solar eclipse. So everyone in the Aries spectrum gets the major catalyst of karma clearing and pushing through obstacles like crazy, just obliteration of obstacles in moments. But those of you close to 19 degrees, and my rising sign's at 17 degrees, so I'm getting a direct hit from this with whoever else is near there. So we'll say 14 degrees through 24 degrees, the closer to 19 degrees, the more intense hit. From the birthday perspective, this is like April 4th through April 14th, the closer to around April 9th or 10th, the more the direct hit. So, you know, look out in there if you've got that. It's definitely going to be life-changing for anyone in that spectrum, and it certainly has the chance to be life-changing for everybody else too. This is a very, very big deal. Okay, so we can use this to regenerate and revitalize our lives. We also have birthdays this month for many Aries people. Happy birthday. You've got birthday wishes. You've got birthday manifestations. This is such an intense time. Guard your neurological system because you could go on overload. Guard your cardiovascular system. You could go on overload. If you have high blood pressure, this is the type of energy that can accelerate anything that's already a fire. If you have inflammation, this can bring more of it, but it can also help you eradicate the sources of those health things. This is very health focused. So understanding your body, how it's working, headaches, migraines, all of these things may act up more, but you could also come up with solutions. Like for instance, if you're having migraines and you don't know about the connection between histamine foods or histamine liberating foods and migraines, that could completely change your life. Things like that may come out of the blue. Information where all of a sudden a problem that you've had may not be a problem anymore because of something that came in. We've got a ton of energy still in Pisces. Venus is there for a little while. Mars is there the whole month, and then Mars will get in our sign. Our ruler will get in our sign in May, so this fire party is not stopping anytime soon. But while we've got energy in the 12th house, it's a time to excavate our deep agendas, our deep you know, issues that are interfering with our happiness, the things that are going on undercover in our unconscious mind can all be revealed, and we can use our dream time to excavate those things. Dream time will be supercharged all month. Look out for the dates around April 18th, where we have that 4-degree Scorpio full moon, April 15th through around April 21st, extra elucidation, fullness, completion, fruition, drama in the areas of relationship and money and sweepstakes and lotto and debt and taxes and deep emotional connections and the mystery and the magic and psychological breakthroughs. All of these things are happening at that time. Inheritances, legacy stuff. This is a big time, but those days are also super active for using your dream time to ask for information that can help you with your physical problems or reveal blocks having to do with your financial consciousness or your relationship space. This is a time that you really can clear out a massive amount, lifetimes of karma in a very short amount of time with understandings that you have and perspective changes that come in now. Okay, so let's see what else I want to talk about there. Okay, so I still have more to talk about, but I want to alert you to a new resource that I created to help you access my reports, because I'm posting more now than I ever have on YouTube, and I'm corresponding, you know, my podcast is also getting those syndications, so you don't want to miss anything. If you're on YouTube and you're not subscribed, subscribe. If you're subscribed, click the bell, because that will bring my stuff into your feed. I've got so much that is coming, and it's just will keep coming, because I'm on fire right now, so you don't want to miss it. Now, to make it easier to access this stuff, if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, and I have put this link in the notes underneath the podcast in the video and plus in the little top corner of the video where there's a direct link, this is a page where I have a current and upcoming astrology playlist for YouTube that will be constantly updating, along with a podcast playlist that's updating. So you can find all of the things I'm doing on that page. If you're having trouble navigating through YouTube and the mobile view and the ads and all the other stuff, you can find it on this page and you can just binge watch all of my stuff. I've got a massive amount of content. Okay, so let's see what else I wanted to talk about there. All right, so let's talk about Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is this interesting time where I'm talking about action and activity and forward movement, and the planets, personal planets are all going, the outer planets are all going direct, and the Aries energy is making us like crazy. I mean, me tuning into it now, I'm like talking like a crazy person. So this is, you know, it's very exhilarating, it's motivating, it's inspiring, it's exciting. And then we have Mercury retrograde, April 1st through April 25th. Everything is slowing down and going inward and backward from the perspective of Mercury. So starting March 20th, just as the astrological new year starts and Aries season starts, it's like now we have this slowdown. So there will be frustrations for Aries people who are trying to push things forward. So I will be your new best friend by telling you that if you're trying to force something at this time and you get the slightest bit frustrated, before you get really frustrated, just stop if you can help it. Because there are so many things that need your attention and the universe is guiding you to the things that you have to do for your highest expression right now. Some of them may seem a little basic and boring, but I promise these are like breadcrumbs being left through a trail in a forest that will lead you to this beautiful area of waterfall and magic and unicorns. And that's what's happening now. So some certain plants have to be watered, like here, like these plants may have to be watered for your big, magnificent super garden to grow. So anything that's squeaky, we're going to have to oil it at this time. So you may be like, oh, I want to do this. I want to go here. I want to get all this out. And the things you might have to do are here. And you're like, I want to deal with this right here. I want to go over there. And as long as you going over there is flowing, fine. But as soon as you hit that resistance and you start to get frustrated, then you know that you're off track. That's compliments of Mercury retrograde. The more you try to schedule, the more you try to make happen, the more frustrated you're going to be. And all this Aries energy can result in anger and outbursts and all of this. And we want to protect you and keep you calm, right? So these counter forces, including the Mars in Pisces, including the watery full moon, including the transit through your 12th house, you know, all of this can be mitigating factors for fire that's burning out of control. So this can be, you know, a really good thing in the way that it can really help us to keep the balance that we're looking for. Okay, so, but the Mercury retrograde is going to, it's also in Aries, is going to bring pieces back from the past that are part of your present and your future. You've got to clear these things up. You have to deal with those things that you left undealt with. You've got to clear up your desk. You've got to clean out the space. Make room for the new, because life is going to be revolutionized for you in a very, very, very big way, including from the Jupiter-Uranus connection that has not happened since 1941 in Taurus and is not going to happen again for another 85 years in this sign. So it's a big deal. And where is that happening for Aries? In our money sector. So this is a very, very, very big time. Innovative solutions to the tune of the patent of the jet engine could happen in our financial world. So this is really, really big. The expansion of Jupiter with the ingenuity of Uranus can crack through financial issues like you can't even imagine. It can also bring surprises financially out of the blue that aren't as welcome, but you know, we'll have to watch out for that and take the good with the bad. But in general, this is a time where if you're stuck or if you need information, this can come through in a very, very big way. So I think that's the gist of what I wanted to cover. I am going to make a separate video on Jupiter and Uranus, possibly two. So if you're subscribed, you'll get, and you click the bell, you'll get notifications. You can also go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your name and email address in. Then when you get the welcome letter, go to the archive link and put in Aries 2024 astrology and get my newsletter that will give you the sweet and salty dates, my favorite aspects this month, things to be aware of and careful of, a write-up of the month, plus astrology education, newsletters, and all kinds of stuff. It's a very nice free service and part of my prolific expression that I offer for free. So on the same page, anniehelpsyou.com, you can unleash that VIP community. You can upgrade to my Secret Star portal. I am recording content super early still sometimes. Some things I'm recording right at the time that I'm inspired, but some things I'm doing early, like these April horoscopes, you're getting them early in March, but I'm posting them super early in my Secret Star portal. So if you want all of my content super early, 2 years of archives, my written horoscopes, all of those goodies, you can go anniehelpsyou.com, put the upgrade button, or you can just search organically Annie Botticelli Secret Star Portal, and you can find it there. Now, if you want to completely up level and take astrology to the next level and take your self-development to the next level and fine tune your art of astrology and learn the science of astrology and earn money as an astrologer, I can help you. So you can see my astrology certification course at anniehelpsyou.com. Click on the up level button. And when you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, that's where you can keep track of all of the other. I am going to put a playlist at the end of the YouTube videos. And you can see the playlist already on my podcast of what I've posted before. So if you want to binge watch all of this stuff or binge listen, I've got tons of things that are relevant for now. But that anniehelpsyou.com/astrology page is going to be where you can keep track of everything and have a nice safe space that you can just kind of watch everything without all of the weird moving things that are going on in the YouTube view. Well, I'll be going through this with you, whatever it is that we're going through or going through it together. I hope that it's magical for you. I hope it's life-changing in a positive way. Hold on tight because it's going to be crazy. And I'll see you in the next report. Bye.